On the show today, we have West Monroe Partners' very own John Stockamp talking about their State of Credit Union Mergers and Acquisitions Survey. So check it out. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Mr. John Stockamp, West Monroe Partners. How are you, John?
I'm great. Thanks, Mike.
Thanks for being on the show today. We are talking about State of Credit Union Mergers and Acquisitions Survey that you guys recently conducted. And I'm really anxious to find out some findings here. But before we get into that, give us a quick summary on West Monroe Partners. What do you guys do out there?
Yeah, so West Monroe Partners is a management and technology consulting firm. Okay. We focus on very specific industries as opposed to some other firms, but financial services being one of those pillars. And we bring kind of an interdisciplinary team to those kinds of clients, whether or not it's kind of a mergers and acquisitions, customer or member experience in this case, operational excellence, et cetera.
Okay, good stuff, good stuff. Supplying us with some great information that we can use for sure. And this is a survey that we can use as well. So let's get into it. I mean, it's called the State of Credit Union Mergers and Acquisitions. So what's the idea behind the survey? Why did you guys conduct it? What did you guys want to achieve here?
Yeah, I think we were trying to kind of ascertain what the mood was in credit union land in terms of mergers and acquisitions. I think that there's been, you know, some interesting things that have gone on in that landscape over the last few years. You know, probably one of the primary ones is credit unions actually going out and merging with banks. The other being the disruption from fintech and, you know, a lot of credit unions, not unlike their bank brethren, right, really didn't grow up in kind of this real innovative, you know, technology forward, but their members certainly are. So they're looking to, you know, kind of look at those as maybe a capability play in terms of mergers. Yeah. How could they get technology out faster than, you know, kind of some of the legacy operational or technical debt that they've just kind of grown up with?
Yeah, it's exciting times, a lot of change for sure. And you guys have captured it in this survey. So what are a couple of key findings that folks out there can really kind of use and go, oh my gosh, this is information we can certainly use?
Yeah, I mean, I think the attitude, you know, of looking at, you know, a bank as a potential partner, a merger partner, or an acquisition, I think is something that's very, very interesting. I think, you know, we talk with a lot of credit unions that say, you know, gosh, we'd love to do a merger and we'd love to, you know, kind of grow scale and, you know, be able to offer our members different either technologies, products, or, you know, geographies, et cetera. But the dance to come together is very challenging, right? You've got communities to deal with, you've got members, you've got boards to deal with and convince. And, you know, this isn't a muscle that a lot of credit unions have flexed. And so, you know, just knowing how to get started, I think, and do some of the business case and, you know, the sell job, if you will, to some of those stakeholders, the constituencies, has always been a challenge. You know, if you've got a bank, right, I mean, green is green at the end of the day. And I think that, you know, the other side of that transaction is much easier to kind of move forward than it may be, you know, if you're looking at a potential other credit union partner. So I think that's one thing. I think there's also just the, you know, if you're going to go out and do a transaction, you may as well make it worth it, meaning that you know, go and buy something of size, right? Don't go and buy, you know, or merge with a $50 million, you know, credit union, try and go out and, you know, maybe get 8 branches that kind of equate to that, or go out and buy a small community bank that could kind of bring you that. Because at the end of the day, it takes just as much to integrate something small as something that's, you know, a little bit larger, you know, perhaps even a merger of equals, right? So I think that there's probably more opportunities in the banking space, potentially, depending upon kind of your geography.
Yeah. So. Was there anything in there that surprised you, that kind of raised your eyebrows a little bit? It's like, didn't see that one coming.
I think the one that was a little surprising was maybe, you know, the size comparisons in terms of those that, you know, may want to do a merger of equals, right? I mean, it's kind of a daunting task to do that. But like I just said, I think in terms of the things that you need to do to accomplish those, it's the same as it is for a small deal. So if you're going to go out and do it, you may as well do it big.
Go big. Yeah, that's right. Go home or go big. So how does this survey, how does the information in this survey, how does it help or benefit credit unions moving forward here?
Well, I think it kind of brings out onto the table what the attitudes are kind of at the top of the house in terms at, you know, credit unions across the country, right? It was a, you know, it's a blind survey, so we don't necessarily have it broken down geographically, but I think that the the sheer number of credit unions that say that they are interested in doing mergers, mm-hmm. While not really surprising, right? I just got back from a bank conference last week that was, you know, all about M&A, and everybody always says that they're going to be involved in mergers or they're going to be acquisitions, and yeah. They're going to be the acquirer, the surviving, yeah. You know, that the hands that go up is always far greater than those that are, you know, looking to sell or looking to merge, you mm-hmm. know, that may be the smaller partner. So I think, some of the bifurcation that we saw in the study in terms of those that, you know, maybe on the smaller side that are, you know, willing and considering a merger as a potential benefit, you know, for them as an institution, but, you know, primarily for their members.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A lot of times these are in the business plan, you know, sometimes, yes. And sometimes yeah. It's a survival thing as well to merge or be acquired. So, but I mean, the big trend right now is, or maybe it might be, I don't know if it's big, but it's a controversial trend, is credit unions acquiring banks. So, yes. And the banking community is kind of up in arms about it. And so yeah. I'm sure that's something that you guys are seeing as well. What's going on the front side on that one?
Well, I mean, you know, you look at 2019 and I think the number of deals in that type of a transaction doubled, yeah. Maybe even more than doubled. And yeah. We've already seen, I think, a couple deals come out in 2020 mm-hmm. already, mm-hmm. You know, Alaska announced last week that they're, you know, doing a branch deal down in Phoenix. Yep. So I think you're going to see that trend continue primarily, you know, for some of the reasons that I mentioned earlier, right? And in terms of that it may be an easier route to grow to scale,
sure.
You know, get these deals approved. I think the only thing that could potentially do, slow it down would be, you know, kind of any regulatory hurdles.
And, that's what I see too.
You know, we saw the deal in Colorado get nixed. We saw, you know, the small, kind of lobbying group, the Independent Bankers, I think it was last week, sent a letter to Congress mm-hmm. to start looking into these things. But, you know, on the other side, the NCUA just released some rulings in terms of making things a little bit easier to do those kinds of transactions, not the least of which is, you know, allowing a credit union to take on debt, or, you know, a larger number of them to take yeah. on debt mm-hmm. to potentially fund these deals.
Yeah. So what's the goal? What are the goals of this survey? What did you want people to come away with that they can take and use Monday morning, so to speak?
I think our goals was to maybe to open up the or shed some light on the different types of transactions and really how many people are actually thinking about
yeah.
it in that respect, right? Not just your classic, you know, I have a CEO from a credit union that's, you know, retiring in 2 years and there's no succession plan and, you know, we better go find a partner,
yeah.
you know, so these members have a place to, you know, meet their financial needs. That there are other types of scenarios that you can deploy here, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so there's the, you know, the new one around going out and looking at banks, but there's also going out and getting a, you know, potentially a fintech, or, you know,
that's
maybe
right.
it's an ancillary line of business, insurance or wealth management, so that you can, again, I think you're all of this is, you know, done at the behest of the members and, you know, frankly, the, you know, the health of the credit union itself. But I think that's really the underlying thing. But you don't just have to go out and get another credit union to do
right.
that or
right.
to meet those needs.
Yeah, I don't know how long you've been in the industry, but I've been in the industry since the mid-90s, and I've never really seen a time like this in the last few years where, you know, the mergers and acquisitions activity is really, really high. And then also the merger or the acquisitions of banks, and then the fintechs coming into the picture. The last few years have just been crazy with this type of activity going
yep.
on. So I don't know what your viewpoint is on that, but I'm just like, oh my gosh, it's amazing.
Well,
what's happening.
I mean, I think at the end of the day, right, you know, to create an efficient market, you know, going back to my Econ 101 days from college or whatever, right, there's still 6,500 plus credit unions out there.
Yeah.
There's still 5,500 plus banks.
Yeah.
That's not an efficient market at the end of the day, right?
yeah.
You know, everybody thinks that they're a unicorn in some respect, right? But as
yeah.
soon as they kind of get over, you know, that kind of realization that, you know, at the end of the day, I need to provide mostly the same kind of financial services or products, mm-hmm. you know, I'm going to be able to deliver that or differentiate on the service aspect mm-hmm. much better if I've got some scale behind me to be able to do that.
Yeah. Pretty interesting stuff. Interesting times for sure. And we're just kicking off 2020. We're just in the beginnings of 2020. Yep. So it should be pretty exciting. All right. Last question. I lied. There's one more. Where can we find more details on this? On the survey.
So on WMP.com, you'll find a link to go and download this the survey paper that we've got. Okay.
All right. WMP.com?
Yeah.
Wow, that's a great domain. Keep that one.
Yeah. Thanks.
All right, John. Well, thanks again. Appreciate the time. Great information. And we look forward to getting this one posted. And thanks again for the information. That was great.